Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Abigail here this morning. Dell's still lazy. Here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I know Jordan hit three homers, but he's the interview after the game by Julia and not Arrighetti. I mean,
well, yeah,
Arrighetti was the star of the game.
No, he's not. Jordan hit three home runs.
You took a no-hitter into the eighth in a 10-0 game.
Arrighetti was great. Okay. Arrighetti would be the star of the game any other time.
Player of the game.
Three home runs.
Abigail, you be the arbiter of this.
No, she's not.
Abigail, is it Arrighetti with taking the no-hitter? Was that the big story or three home runs?
I mean, I think they're both pretty big, but honestly, I think Arrighetti was...
Thank you. Good night.
I'm
Abigail
sorry,
knows sports. Apparently, you don't.
You're supposed to say she knows ball.
She know... Not supposed to say that.
Yes, you are. Sports. That's the thing.
Oh, you know ball?
She knows ball.
What's
it? Oh. Anytime somebody knows anything now, if you agree with them, they know ball.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't even have to be about
slang ball. Term, I guess.
Yeah, you know ball. He knows ball.
You know ball.
She knows ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I think three home runs since... Don't bring Brad. Oh, my daughter Maddie had. We had a good argument about Brad.
Oh yeah, was she?
She because I started messing with her because she didn't. I like you don't know it. You don't know Brad, do you?
You don't even.
I'm bringing it to the table. Mr. Granado even said Brad. Mr. Granado says a lot of things that he shouldn't say.
He does do that.
Yeah,
he does do that. He does.
I mean, three home runs. He's done it three times in his career. Time Bagwell.
And how many times has Arrighetti got to the eighth with a no-hitter?
None.
And if not for them, listen, were you not pissed? They're throwing at Jordan, he homers, then they hit Bregman in the head the next pitch?
And, I know.
And if Bregman is still in there, he's got the no-hitter. Whitcomb comes in, doesn't play that ball.
I didn't think about that.
He doesn't play that ball.
Because that's a Bregman play.
It absolutely is a Bregman play.
We got to start having a talk about Arrighetti. I mean...
He's a month now.
Arrighetti is what do you do in the playoffs now?
I don't know. If the playoffs started today, I don't know how you can't start him. Look at his last month, 32 and a third, 19 hits, 7 earned runs. He's got a 1.95. He's struck out. He's leading the league this month in strikeouts. Mm-hmm. 47 strikeouts and 10 walks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's fantastic.
So Kikuchi's out now?
Verlander's out.
No, Verlander's not out of the playoffs.
If it's a meritocracy,
it's not.
Arrighetti's in.
It's not. Justin Verlander's not out of the playoff rotation.
Beat it.
Oh, my God. You would be beheaded, and your corpse would be thrown about the street and burned. You'd be burned alive.
I don't.
What are you talking about?
Who's throwing better?
It doesn't matter. Verlander's not out of the playoffs. Realistically, who's out of the playoff rotation?
Well, if he keeps on giving up five spots, he is.
No, he's not. He's never out of the playoff rotation. This is Justin Verlander.
You know that.
Who is out?
You want to win or don't you?
Him or Kikuchi? Which one's out? Because Arrighetti, actually, I think he might be more valuable, honestly, in the bullpen.
If he can crank it up to get strikeouts.
Like he does out of the bullpen would be huge. Can you imagine him coming in for two innings?
Yeah.
And like locking down two innings? My God. I'd rather have him than Presley or Abreu right now.
Absolutely. No, he's thrown better. He's thrown as well as anybody.
Can you be a setup man starting in a seventh inning and set it up, go 7-8 for Hader, and maybe even just 7-8-9?
7-8-9. Just keep
now that I think about it.
Just keep him in there. His last two outings, shutouts. He has thrown 14 and a third. His last 14 and a third innings, just 5 hits, 17 strikeouts, and 5 walks.
I mean, these are, and who was, it was, he got Phillies and Orioles?
He got Phillies and Orioles. I mean, the two of the toughest lineups
they're
in baseball.
They're not slappy lineups.
No, they're two of the best in baseball.
So, I mean, and he had a little bit of a stinker before that.
Well,
he had
against the White Sox.
Yeah, he had the stinker against White Sox and the two great ones before that. So four of his last five have been dominant.
And that was Boston and Tampa.
They've been, dominant performances in four of his last five.
Yeah, yeah. And he held his own against the Dodgers. Six innings, three earned runs. He gave up a couple bombs, but eight strikeouts and two walks against the Dodgers. So that was pretty good, too. So he has been great. He's been great. Yeah, Jordan, listen, it was a 10-0 game. Homers. It's great. Eric Geddes, the story. What do you do with this guy? What do you do with Eric Geddes? 713-780-3776 at John Granato at Lance Erline. Abigail, what's your, do you want people to know your Twitter handle or anything? I don't know. It's a great idea.
Wait, what'd you say?
What do you want people to know your Twitter handle?
Or Insta?
I mean, my Insta is Abigail Elise. I have nine followers on Twitter because I'm never on it.
You said Abigail Elise?
Yeah.
What is that? Elise? That's your middle
name? That's my middle name.
E-L-I-S-E?
E-L-Y-S-S-E.
E-L-Y-S-S-E. I don't know if you want people on your Insta.
We just.
Especially.
We're just trying to.
The people that we.
We're just trying to big brother you here.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that you keep the creeps away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or John being a dad.
She's had a camera posted up on her the
whole
time.
I know, but wait, have you even looked at the comments? I haven't. I'm sure
there's nothing anymore.
Yesterday they had some comments about her outfit.
What fit?
Your fit was, I don't know, your fit. You had some off the shoulder.
It was too much.
What?
I don't know.
What did she wear?
Yeah, she wore, I don't know, she wore some shorts and she had some, they had comments, that's all.
Oh, she wore clothes.
She wore clothes, right.
Sorry, guys.
Today you got a Coors sweater on. That's nice. I love that.
Representing you, John.
That's right.
Banquet of beers?
Banquet. That's the banquet. But that's fine. As long as it says Coors on it. Atta girl, Abigail. Abigail gets the she gets the show, Lance. That's what we say that,
yeah,
too.
That's right.
We say that, too.
That's right.
She knows ball, and she gets the show. Those two things.
Lance, I had the Kikuchi song ready all week. Because since Dell wouldn't play it, but
okay,
Kikuchi
can we do
hasn't
it?
Been. Yeah.
Here.
All right.
Okay. Eric
so
Geddes.
Let me ask you a question again. Boy, Spencer Eric Getty's been really.
Wait a minute. She needs to have when you talk about Eric Geddes.
Yeah, I know, but she's going to. It'll take some time to.
We don't have Italian.
That. She's got something that.
And then the Kikuchi.
She's got somebody kind of tightened it up and made it more Kikuchi.
Okay.
So you got Spencer Eric Geddes, or maybe. We go with Kikuchi.
Pop Kikuchi.
Pop Kikuchi, baby. Okay.
Pop Kikuchi, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Thank you, Abigail. She knows ball.
You're welcome. I was listening.
She knows ball.
She knows ball. Atta girl, Abigail. Atta girl. Lance wouldn't, Dell wouldn't do it.
No.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's a terrible producer.
If it's not his idea, he thinks it's
a bad idea. Is he coming back? Is he really coming back?
We don't know. Florida can keep him.
We got that. We've got the Astros with a 10-0 win. They get off the road trip at 3-4. Look, I'm telling you, I know Kansas City is hot right now. I know they destroyed us when we were there. I'd like us this week against Kansas City. Here's the matchups. Hunter Brown against Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like?
Hunter Brown.
Fromber against Lugo.
Yeah, we're going to be pick'ems to favorites in every matchup.
Kikuchi.
Well,
Kikuchi.
You can't just throw that on all of a sudden and just have a hot button of Kikuchi.
Yeah, she's got to have a hot button. She needs a hot button. That's what you need.
Dell just delete it.
Kikuchi against Reagans, and then Blanco against, we don't even know. They don't even have a starter out yet. I mean, I think we take at least 3 out of 4 in this series.
I heard 2 for sure.
What? Hunter?
Your first two?
Hunter Brown and Fromber.
I shouldn't say for sure.
What about Kikuchi?
That's not for sure.
You're off Kikuchi now?
You're off the Kikuchi
train.
No, but, you know, are we hitting?
Yeah, we're hitting.
Are we the 18-hit, 10-run Astros, Are we two-run Astros?
Well, that's
are we shutout Astros?
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah,
that's what we do. Either score 10 or,
you know, I kind of need to know that.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal whether or not we're going to hit this week at home. Although we're a better team right now at home, still 3.5 up on the Mariners who won yesterday as well. So the Astros at 71-62. Here's where we go. Okay, 71-62. They're 3.5 games behind the Royals, and they are 4.5 games behind the Guardians. That's what we're worried about.
Mm-hmm.
We're worried about the Guardians. That's who we're catching. Forget the Mariners. That's over.
How about for how good Spencer Arrighetti's been this month? Hunter Brown and Fromber may be better.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 144 average against for Fromber in 4 games this month.
Wow.
Batting average against.
Yeah.
The batting average against for Hunter Brown, 179 with a 185 ERA. Spencer's got a 193 batting average against, which is great, and a 255 ERA.
His ERA this month is 195.
Oh, after yesterday. Maybe. Yeah that's probably headed into.
Yeah,
that
right,
game.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
He's got a 195 this month. That's awesome. This is and he lost 2 games. He got a 195 and he lost 2 games. Lost 1-0 to Tampa. All that run support. His run support is finally, well, they get 10 for him, right? Which skews it. But he had a run where they got no runs, 2 runs, no runs, 1 run, 2 runs.
When was this?
Just going last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was that terrible.
It was that terrible for him.
Golly. Yeah.
He had no run support at all. So finally getting it and taking care of business yesterday. He looked great. That is a lot of fun taking care of that lineup that way. I mean, he did it the last 2 outings. Against Baltimore, he's 14 1/3 shutout innings against Baltimore and Philadelphia. That's awesome. That is awesome. So, congratulations, Spencer Arrighetti, Pitcher of the Month. Listen, if Brown didn't win Pitcher of the Month last month, I don't know how Arrighetti's going to win it this month. But those guys are still...
Well, you guys in Houston have turned on... Arrighetti needs to take Verlander out back and do to him like old Yeller. you and Pepe Le Pew, are so done with Verlander.
I'm not done with Verlander, but I'm on the Arrighetti.
You're off Verlander.
I'm on the Arrighetti
track. You're off Verlander.
Verlander.
You said kick Verlander out. You even want Kikuchi in. I mean, we don't go by meritocracies when you have 41-year-old future Hall of Famers. Because you always have to say, when you have a Hall of Famer,
right.
When you have a former Cy Young Award winner, you always say former MVPs.
Yeah.
You know, guys who maybe aren't as good anymore, but you keep bringing it up like
3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because this Justin Verlander is not the same. I mean, this Justin Verlander is, you know, on paper, the weak link. But the reality is, it's not going to matter.
No.
Because Justin Verlander is going to be pitching.
So you got a 4-game homestand. That's it. From today through Sunday. Then you hit the road.
We're almost done with the 18. Where are we in the big 18 game stretch?
We've only got 5 games left.
Only 5 left.
5 left. Yeah. We get at Monday we're playing at Cincinnati. Verlander starts that one, a 3:00 game, and then they get Tuesday off, and then they get to spend it in Cincinnati, you know, home of Skyline Chili, that food mecca. That's where you get your day off in Cincinnati. Congratulations. In the middle of a series, which is highly unusual, but it is Labor Day. The day after Labor Day, they're taking off. Finally, get a day off. 712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans filled out their practice squad. We will talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I love me some Chastain Ford. It's where I'm buying my vehicles. It's where I am going to continue to buy all of my vehicles. It is ridiculous, the stuff that they got going on right now. The Ford Bronco Sport. The Bronco Sport is a great starter car. $299 a month for a 36-month lease. You get 3 years at $299 a month. It is awesome. Awesome. All right. Chastain Ford is where you never pay more. You don't. There's no add-ons. There's no markups. They just don't do it. They just won't do it. And you got Lightning right now. How about 0% APR? No down payment. Skip payments for 90 days. This is happening with Ford Explorers and F-150s. And then the XLT, $4,500 summer cash. Listen, they're trying. All of this stuff is great. It lures you in. But here's what's going to lure you back is that you know you're getting the squarest deal that you possibly can. The best deal that you're going to get at Chastain Ford, because they're not marking up. They're not adding on. They're going to work with you. They want you to have the payments. The most important thing for them is that the payments are right for you. Okay, that so that you're not choking on that car, so that you feel great about that car buying experience. And that happens every time. ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, the Texans 53-man is set, and they've got 13 on the practice squad. They're allowed up to 16, 17 if you have a foreign player. So 16 guys. Here's some fun facts about – did you know everything about the practice squad? It's interesting. First of all, you know that if a team signs one of our guys off of the practice
squad,
they have to keep him on the roster for the season. For the season. That's right.
That's why teams are willing to gamble on cutting players and trying to get into the practice squad. Now, sometimes players get picked up, but once they hit practice squad, you got a good chance to keep
him. Yeah. Now, if you have a major injury and you find a quarterback or a running back on somebody else's squad, you go.
Well, veterans can still be on practice squads now. I'm glad they changed it.
Yeah, there's six veterans that can be on there. Six veterans can be on there. Do you know how much money they make?
It's not a lot.
It's not great.
It's not a lot. How much?
Well, it's $225 for the season for most of the guys.
I mean, it's good. It's good by our standards. Yeah. It's not good by NFL standards.
Not NFL. Veterans can make $302 to $383. Between $302 and $383. Mm. You can call up a guy up to 90 minutes before a game. You can only call up two in one game. You can go back and forth from the practice squad three times. The fourth time you're up with the team is you're on the team. So you can be on the practice squad, play in a game, go back to the practice squad three times. And then the fourth time.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't realize it was three times.
Yeah, three times. So in a season, the fourth one, you're mandated to the roster.
You have names for the Texans that were primarily on the roster. For the most part, there's a couple that weren't. But
are you related to Killian Zierer?
No,
you're not.
He's not German. He's one of the international player pathway players. He's from, I want to say Austria or Germany or something like that.
Okay,
he is. So he's not even officially on where I'm looking. He's not on there. But you get to keep one from the international pathway.
Right.
Pathway. So he's on there.
Yeah.
Cam Irvin's longtime veteran, can play guard or center or tackle. He can play multiple
positions. They're apparently not part of the international pathway program.
Who is not?
For whatever reason. I don't know. I got Killian Zierer, Troy Hairston, Johnny Johnson, who had a wonderful game in the last game.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Killian right now.
The wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
David Sharp, Max Tooley, the linebacker, who played pretty well this preseason. Zeke Taylor, defensive end. J.J. Taylor, the running back. Marcus Harrison, the defensive tackle, the draft pick, right? Solomon Bird, defensive end.
Draft pick.
Cameron Irving, who they picked up from the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the waiver wire. They signed him to their practice squad. Xavier Johnson, an athlete. Feldarius Payne, the defensive tackle. And Jawar Jordan, another draft pick.
Wait, you got Feldarius Payne on practice squad?
Yeah.
See, I don't show him on the practice squad.
You don't?
I've got 10, and I don't show him.
I've got 13.
Oh, okay. Oh, then maybe they may be behind. Updated. Yeah, they may be behind on. They may be behind on our lads. Marcus Harrison, Solomon Bird were the two draft picks that are hitting there. I did not expect them to make the team. I didn't think Harris played well enough, and Bird is up against a numbers game, and I don't think he's ready either. The rest of them, I don't know. I mean, Troy Harrison can step in immediately and come play. And in fact, it wouldn't shock me if there was a scenario where Damian Pierce gets traded and British Brooks goes to full-time running back, and then Troy Hairston moves up from the P squad up to be the full-time, or up to be the fullback on the roster.
Yeah.
I could see a scenario where that happens.
Yeah, I guess they were done with Beck.
Yeah, I guess so. I honestly thought
he was injured too.
I thought Hairston, he was injured, and Hairston to me was, I thought he did a nice job of blocking.
Yeah.
When I watched him, I was like, man, Hairston looks pretty good.
Any concern? There might be some concern about the linebacker room.
Yeah, I would say that's the weakness now.
Right, I mean,
especially Christian Harris.
That goes from a strength to a weakness. With the pickup, you know, of Aziz and Christian Harris, the way that he finished up last season, and I hope Toa took a step. It looked like in the postseason and played pretty well. But right now, with the injury to Christian Harris, there is a concern. Max Tooley didn't make the team, but at any point he might be called up. Here's D'Amico talking about the linebacker room.
Feel good about the linebacker room. Feel good. It's not about, for me, it's never about one position. It's about our defense, like, collectively. Like, how do 11 guys fit together? And that's what it's all about. I feel really good about our defense and where we are. Pulling for Christian to get back in due time.
I would say, yeah, I would say everything. I reiterate everything you said is you look up the middle and you got Mario Edwards, who's a backup. Folu Fatukasi, who is really, you know, has not been a full-time starter the whole time in the league. Khalil Davis is solid. Tim Settle's been hurt a lot during camp. And then you've got, I like Aziz Al-Shaair. Jake Hansen is a career backup.
Yeah.
And
2-0-2-0. He's played well, though.
Yeah, he has. But 2-0-2-0 is going to be a backup as well. So, yeah, you're a little bit light up the middle. You're a little light up the middle, and that's, you know, that was a concern last year. I think it's a concern right now this year. Now, it's not going to change it could change when Autry gets back. And then Christian Harris is a Will linebacker. So it's not like he's in the middle, but he is whenever they're stacked in a, you know, he'll be playing in the middle some whenever they're stacked in their nickel sets and they got two linebackers on top. But he can run. I mean, that joker can really run. I don't feel bad with Jake Hansen. I think Jake Hansen plays good football. So you should be able to survive with Jake Hansen. I'm not as worried about that. But it's going to take a team effort. I mean, linebackers are going to have to scrape downhill and really fill gaps quickly, their run fits. And they can't be out of their run fits because I don't know that from a defensive line standpoint in the middle, you're going to, you know, from time to time, you're going to get pushed around a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what the Texans do, if they mug up a little bit and try to just, you know, load the box up from time to time against teams who want to run against them. But, you know, how many teams these days have the discipline to run the football? Not a lot. So It may not be as big an issue for them. Who do we start off with? Who's week one?
The Colts.
Chicago. Yeah, right off the bat.
Jonathan Taylor.
You're going to get Jonathan Taylor.
And Anthony Richardson.
And Quentin Nelson. And Anthony Richardson and Kelly, I mean, they're gonna pound it.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna want to run a lot early in that game. So we'll see.
How much are we gonna miss Blake Cashman? Letting him go.
I think we're gonna miss
a lot. I think so too. I really like
Blake. Now at least for you'll miss him at least for the time that Christian Harris is out. Because it was Christian Harris and Blake Cashman.
Cashman made plays last year.
Blake did, but when Christian Harris gets back, I don't think you'll miss him. I think the first few weeks you're going to miss him.
That's 4 weeks at least.
4 weeks, yeah, you're going to miss him.
Yeah. So hopefully he's back after those 4 weeks. Heinisch comes back after 4 weeks as well, so we'll see whether or not he gets in there and whether or not you need him. Yeah, they are a little light up front and in the middle. And so, yeah, and right off the bat, Jonathan Taylor, who he's had a history of running through this team. It was one thing, and that was the focus of fixing this year. So they went out and got Foley. They went out and got Autry. They went out and got Danielle Hunter. They went out and got Tim Settle. But they didn't really get bulked up.
No, they're not. Well, but that's not really, you know, when you look at San Francisco, that's not really they don't have 330-pound fat guys. That's not what they do. All their defensive linemen have always been, you have a guy like Autry, you know, Eric Armstead. I mean, Autry's not.
Autry's supposed to be an end.
Well, he's kind of a tweener. He's a 3-4. He's like a 5 technique, a 3-4. And they don't run a an odd front. So I mean, but at San Francisco, they've done that too. They don't have 300, like they've got guys who aren't even 300 pounds. And Eric Armstead was like in the high 290s. You had DeForest Buckner, the same kind of tall, long, you know, I mean, muscular. There's a certain type of guy they like. And it's the same. If you look at, look, think about this. Think about who they had. They brought in Chase last year. Chase from Washington. From Ohio State.
Chase Brown? What, who are you talking about?
No. Remember when San Francisco brought in Chase? Come on. The first pick of the second pick of the draft.
Mm. Yeah, not Solomon. Chase. from the Reds, from the Commanders.
Yeah. Hold on.
Chase Young.
Chase Young, thank you. Look at his body type. Look at Nick Bosa's type. Look at Eric Armstead's body type. Look at DeForest Buckner's body type. That's what they do. And then you look at the Houston Texans with D'Amico Ryans here now. He brings in Danielle Hunter, Greek God, Will Anderson, big, long, strong guy, D'Amico Autry, that long frame. And then even Folu Fotokasi is going to be a good lean muscle mass guy. You know, he doesn't carry a lot of bad fat. Defensively, Mario Edwards is a former big defensive end in college who plays defensive tackle now. Like, there's Tim Settle's the only one that's, you know, kind of a big guy. There's not – D'Amico has a certain type of body type. It's that traits, you know. And actually, Tim Settle right now weighed in at 313, so – I don't know what his weight is now, but that's – he was over 330 pounds at Virginia Tech, and now he weighed in at 313, I guess, this year. So D'Amico has physical standards that include lean muscle mass, and he's not going to be a bulky, heavy team. He wants penetration. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting. That's why you have to have a thumper in the middle, though.
We'll see
like Aziz, you kind of have to have a badass because you're not going to have a bunch of fat guys just holding on to offensive linemen, keeping them off of you. That's not how they play.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. That's a concern, and we'll find out whether or not week one, whether or not they're going to be any better at stopping the run. That'll be interesting to see if teams are going to be able to run on your Houston Texans and what it means, if at least the first four weeks of the season with Christian Harris out and you know, Kurt Heinisch, I don't know, you know, how much that's going to help. We've got Doc Linville to talk about right now. I got hair to talk about. I got, you know what, I had a mangy head. I really did. Spots all over the place, and Doc was able to fill in, you know, and fill in is, it's so awesome. It's just so much better. It just, and I can't tell you how many people have said, man, it has made a huge difference, and it'll make a difference for you, and especially if you're younger. If you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s even, and you're like, I just don't want to be bald. I just don't. It's simple. It's too simple to not. The neo-grafting is a simple, simple process. It's awesome. You will love this process because it's painless. And even you have a 3-day anesthetic, which you don't even really need. I had the 1-day anesthetic. I was fine. Okay. And here's the deal. You sit in the chair for about 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever it is. And then you've got about 8 months later, you got your hair. Okay, so I'm telling you here and now, if you're looking for a great way to stop that balding, one way to go, 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Blessings to Deshaun Watson. Huge news for Deshaun here. The Browns have restructured the contract of Deshaun Watson, converting $44.79 million of his 2024 base salary into a signing bonus and creating $35.8 million in cap space. Cleveland now has over $62 million in cap space, the most in the entire NFL. So now Deshaun finally gets more money up front so he can keep taking his chance.
Yeah. It's an incentive for him to play well.
Yeah, no, listen.
All that money that he's gotten up front has been really well spent.
No. Hey, 3 number ones, how many number twos? 2 number twos or whatever, and then all this money you've given him for sure. You have to pay it anyway. It's fully guaranteed, so you're going to have to pay it anyway. Why not convert it now? Just give it to him now. Let him listen. You can't. You need a little extra money when he goes to Egypt and takes all his trips around the world. You're going to have that money. You know, I would assume to. How are you going to live your best life off the field? You gotta. Yeah, you got some money. So.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that Deshaun gets paid now, despite really being a massive disappointment. And right now, some Browns fans are calling it the worst move they've ever made in their franchise history.
Well, could be in the city's history. Could be in the sports history. Well, right now, it's up there with the, one of the worst trades ever.
I mean, if you think about the cost.
Yeah.
Your financial cost, your annual financial cost, and your draft capital financial cost. What? It's yeah, it sounds like you sound like hyperbole, but it's not.
It's not hyperbole. That and Herschel Walker are two of the worst trades ever.
Yeah, I think Deshaun may be worse because the money didn't kill you like this.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
How about this? Just to get cap space, they had to give him $44 million up front. Like, they had to convert.
Well, they have the most. They got $62 million in cap space right now.
Which means signing bonus, so they don't have to pay him that. His paychecks are going to be small now, which I feel bad for him in a way.
Do you think that he'll be like, hey, maybe you guys could pay me more? Because look at how small this check is.
If I'm David Mulgeta, one of the things I do is say, listen, Deshaun Watson's making just a little over $1.5 million
per
game. I mean, his actually. His paycheck is going to be way smaller than that.
Yeah.
It's going to be like maybe 200,000. No, less than that. Yeah, maybe about 200,000 a paycheck. Maybe less. Well, maybe 100,000 a paycheck.
How can he work for that little?
You can't.
No.
Deshaun's going to have to get a new contract.
Yeah.
And Cleveland will say, wait, no. We gave you your money.
And that doesn't matter.
No, we gave
you. But
we
look at what I'm making every week.
We convert it, and he's going to say, this is Deshaun's. Every week he's getting 96,000.
That you think?
That's it
for an NFL quarterback of this caliber.
Do you know how much Kirk Cousins is going to get every week? Yeah. He's going to get about $3 million.
How about that?
Does that seem fair?
Or more?
Well, how much does he make? I don't know. $3 million a game is up like 48 million. It's not even $3 million. It's less than that.
Yeah,
because he's getting paid 51 million.
All I know is that Deshaun's getting ripped off.
They need to get a new deal done for him quickly.
That would be
quickly.
Best trade in Houston sports history?
It's feeling pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Up to this point, Yordan, I think, is.
Right. Gave you
Bagwell.
A World Series.
No, not even Bagwell anymore. It's Yordan.
Yordan is the one.
Yordan's it. But Houston is.
But look at all what they got for it. Look at everything they got for it.
Can you imagine paying a guy who – I legitimately don't believe – I think Deshaun Watson wants to win. Do I think that football is his passion? I've got doubts now.
Yeah.
I've got doubts now. Do I think football is CJ's passion? Yes. Now, will football be CJ's passion when he is set to make the money Deshaun did? I hope so. I feel like he will be.
Did CJ have a cool birthday party? Where everybody showed up in their Lamborghinis and had jackets with names on them.
No. That actually happened 2 years ago.
It was last
3 years ago.
Was it?
I think it was 2 years ago because he wasn't in the league. He wasn't able to play. That's when he had the 11-game suspension. So it was year before last.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he has.
Does CJ get massages? I don't know. You don't
I hope
know.
So.
Yeah.
Most massages are real.
Right.
You're talking dishages.
Dissages.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they are now?
Yeah.
Oh.
And those are not, I don't want my quarterback getting those kind
a
of
dissage?
Yeah, a dissage. I don't want my quarterback getting those kind.
I don't want anybody doing that. But, okay, so speaking of quarterbacks, so Case Keenum actually on the IR for the season ending IR, so he gets to stay in the building. Nick Caserio talked about Case Keenum in the building this year.
Case obviously isn't going to play. What do you envision his role being this year? And could you see him being a coach in the future?
It's a good question, Lane. You probably got to ask him about the coach part. But, Case has been a good player for this organization for a long time. I mean, his leadership, his toughness, his intelligence. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to be able to play football this year. So, I mean, hopefully he's around the team and around the building. He can be an asset to the team, to that room. So a lot of respect and appreciation for Case, what he's done, not only over the last year or so, year and change, but over the course of his career. I mean, you're talking about a guy that one drafted has basically made it, I don't know, 12, 13 years, whatever it's been. So it's a credit to him. So it's unfortunate, you know, difficult situation. I'm sure there's a lot of emotion involved relative. I don't want to speak for him, but as far as what he does moving forward, ultimately that's going to be his choice. But I think whatever he decides to do, he's going to be really good at it.
Yeah, he'll be a coach in that room, won't he? I mean, that's what he's been anyway. He's been a mentor to CJ, takes him out to dinner, right? Or CJ, they have dinner on Thursday night, whatever it is.
I don't know if they still do.
I don't know if they still do. But this was a...
Why would you not want to have Case Keenum? If there were 32 Case Keenums, then every team should have a Case Keenum.
Then every team should have a Case Keenum. Yeah.
Do you know that you were cited as a Case hater?
I love Case. What are you talking about?
I know you do. I had to.
What?
I had to back you
well,
up.
Well, I mean, who?
Here it is.
What? But Case was not going to be the backup, first of all.
8/27/24. This was just 2 days ago.
Because I was talking about the game that Case had. It wasn't great.
So Chris Baldwin said, he didn't say anything about you. Chris Baldwin said, the continuing ignorant dislike some Houston sports radio hosts display towards Case Keenum. Who are the people who don't like Case Keenum? I mean, I'm legitimately asking a question.
The continued ignorant?
Yeah. I don't know who this guy's talking about because I don't know anyone.
Well, how do you know it was me he's aimed at?
A listener. Hold on. Somebody has you charted.
Okay.
This guy says... Chris Baldwin says, and he's the one who famously said called JJ the pizza boy and all this stuff. But he just said, the continuing ignorant dislike some Houston sports radio hosts display towards Case Keenum is baffling. It's like these guys still can't get over the fact that they were so wrong on what he'd be able to do in the NFL and hold an impressive career.
Yeah, like we always, as soon as his college career was over, we were like, Case can't play in the NFL. He's terrible.
You said
that. Why would anyone want to pick up Case?
Hearing some of them guess on air how many games Case started in the league and be so wrong about it is wild. The truth is the Texans don't even make the playoffs last season without without Keenum stepping up. He was so bad they had to pull him out of
one game.
They won one, and then they had to pull him out of the other one.
Yeah, right.
But winning that Tennessee game, and C.J. Stroud benefits immensely from having Keenum's voice in that quarterback room.
That's true.
The barely disguised glee over the idea that this injury could make this the last year of his NFL career from some is pathetic. This feels like an AI comment.
Who cares?
I'm legitimately curious about who is so who is happy Case is hurt. Case is a national treasure.
It must be
He's
Paul.
He's certainly a regional treasure.
Must be Paul.
It's got to be Paul. Yep, Paul. Paul.
Nice
or
job, Paul.
Joe George. It's probably Joe George.
Probably George. Well, I know it wouldn't be Jeremy because he's a Coug.
I know. And then here's what this guy, Francis Burgundy, says in reply, because Dusty sent this. Dusty handles Case's marketing. He goes, why does John hate Case so much? And then this, because this is what the guy said. He goes, he'll never be a professional starting quarterback. John Granato said that. I'll never forget him saying that. And he wasn't the only one. You see? John Granato. Apparently John Lopez hates Case.
Well, I
think that's
I don't remember ever saying that or why I would say that or...
This guy, Francis Burgundy, is never going to forget you said it. He'll never be a professional starting quarterback.
Oh.
John Granato. Well. Your glee over Case's injury...
It was glee. I was gleeful.
Your glee, you can hardly hold it back.
Right. Case isn't starting. What?
And I told...
Case isn't even going to play this year.
I'm like, what? John loves Case.
I love Case. I went to dinner with Case. I love Case. What are you talking about? What are you people talking about?
Hey,
who has this hate for Case?
He likes what? He told you, John. Apparently,
must
the text
be John
I got
Lopez,
was,
not me.
Yeah, it's not. It's not you.
It's John Simmons. They're talking.
Why'd you put it on Paul? I would have never said it was Paul.
Paul. It's probably Paul.
It's probably Dell.
No. Well, Dell does Del's hates show. Everybody. Dell hates.
Yeah,
everybody.
It could be Dell had some glee.
All right, we got more sound from the Texans. We got Astros sound. Let's do Astros. Do Boom. What about that catch? What about the catch that wasn't the number one play?
Do you hear the people sing? You feel the French coming on, Dubon?
Dubon.
The French are making a big run into the playoffs.
So, ESPN.
Is it Marcel Dubon? What is Dubon's first name? It's
Mauricio,
Marcel?
Marcel.
Marcel Dubon.
Right. But ESPN had the plays of the day, the top 10. And they had a dunk, number one.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
They had that guy going up over the wall. The number one was the right number one.
Stop.
The left fielder in Texas literally, he stopped a walk-off home run by planting his foot in the fence and going up high like it was
better
really
than
good.
Saving a no-hitter? No. Go ahead. You hate
it
Case.
It saved the whole game.
You know
game.
What? You hate Case.
It saved the whole
game. And now you hate Dubon. Okay? You hate.
You're the biggest Case hater I know.
Underdog, okay? You love Underdog.
I love Underdog. And why wouldn't I love Underdog? Underdog Fantasy, I mean, my goodness. Let me just tell you something right now. Making picks in Underdog is so simple, and it's even easier to get started. Go to their mobile app right now, download it, or you can just go to underdogfantasy.com and sign up with promo code Lance, and Underdog is going to give you a highly discounted pick to use on your first pick'em entry, plus a first-time deposit offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. What? Excuse me? That's Underdog Fantasy promo code Lance to claim your new customer offer of a gimme first pick and your deposit offer. But here's the thing. Underdog Fantasy allows you to play season-long fantasy. It allows you to play daily fantasy. And it allows you the Pick'em Challenge, where they'll have a series of statistics for each player in a ton of sports. And you just say, oh, no, I think that's going to go higher than that number. Oh, I think it's going to go lower. You pick higher or lower for anywhere between two players and five players. You can do as few as two, as many as five. But what a great opportunity for you to win up to 325 times your money by picking higher or lower. This is the highest number, the multiplier I've ever seen. They've never had a multiplier this high, not even close. And this is available for you right now with Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on the ESPN 97.5 and
94. Fear Man Greg asked, do you think Cleveland wishes Deshaun would hold out so they wouldn't have to pay him 100%?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now he's already got the cash.
No. I mean, yeah. But, no, they need him to play well. Listen, I mean, let's face it. Andrew Berry, hate to say it, but it's funny because Andrew Berry made the playoffs with Joe Flacco. Like Andrew,
this is why you lose your keys.
No. This is an AirTag. I can't lose my keys.
You can't? What do you mean?
You can
find them anytime now? Yeah. Oh, look at that. But see, this is why you leave your keys somewhere.
Because
you just randomly take them out and leave them.
I'm not a big key loser. I don't lose my wallet, my keys, my phone.
My phone?
Yeah, my phone. Yeah. I'll leave my phone behind.
So what if you leave your keys and your phone? Then you won't be able to find either.
It's not ideal, but look at this.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
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 Oh, well, you know, here's my keys. Dun-dun-dun-dun. AirTag.
Okay.
Big time.
What if you're not near them? What if they're in a taxi because you took them out just laid them on the seat of a taxi? Because that's what you do.
It shows me where they are.
Okay. Oh, it shows you on your phone?
Yeah, I keep that in my pants. I don't take my key. I'm just doing it right here. But don't get me. Why would you do an ADD person? Why would you say things like this? I had a whole thing I was doing, and now I'm just completely off.
Yeah.
Andrew Berry, the GM of the Cleveland Browns, needs Deshaun Watson to play well.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, you think that whole organization?
I mean, he really needs Deshaun.
Everybody's dependent on that dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Screw him.
You agree with this? Lewis Riddick says, besides Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback he would want if you were starting a new franchise today would be Jordan Love. You know, I guess I better study Jordan Love more carefully because the Jordan Love hype train, you know, and I'm one of the leaders of the C.J. Stroud hype train, so maybe that's a little much. But If you say anybody other than C.J. Stroud, do you know Ball?
He doesn't know Ball.
You don't know Ball if you say anybody but C.J. Stroud, do you?
He don't know Ball. No, he don't. I mean, no.
If you're going to start.
I mean,
if,
listen, there's a lot of love for
There's a lot of love for Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love had a, I mean, he had a really good year. I don't remember watching Jordan Love specifically and just being, you know, going crazy. Maybe
didn't they win a playoff game,
I didn't
game
have
too?
Him or any of his wide receivers on my fantasy team. So I'm trying to think of why I would be watching a lot of Jordan Love.
No one. No one's watching a lot of Jordan Love. No. Well, I mean, Joel watched a lot of Jordan Love because he loves the Packers, right? So maybe he can tell us about Jordan Love. Listen, I don't think you should lose your football card if you say you want Jordan Love over C.J. Stroud.
No. No, but it's, you know, people are going to wonder if you know Ball. That's all I'm saying. If you want people to wonder if you know Ball.
How much did it
Who would
benefit?
You rather have pitching right now, Eric Geddy or future Hall of Famer, multi-time Cy Young Award winner, Justin Verlander?
Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Otherwise, see, you know I don't Ball. Know Ball.
Yeah. Right. That way you know Ball.
Right.
When the reality is, Spencer Eric Geddy looks like young, looks like, I don't know who he looks like. Actually, who would you compare him to? Do you have a pitcher comparison?
Okay, now they're disagreeing.
A young Matt Carpenter. Oh, see?
See? Now he
you know
knows
who
Ball.
Knows Ball?
Damian Woody.
Damian Woody knows Ball.
Damian Woody knows Ball.
How many Super CJ. Bowls did Damian Woody win with the Patriots?
Oh, how many did Louis Riddick win?
None.
None. Zero. No. Damian Woody won with the
they
Patriots.
Louis Riddick got fired.
Yeah.
Damian Woody retired of his own accord.
That's why he's...
He knows Ball.
He knows Ball.
You know why? Because he knows Ball.
Yeah. Yeah. And who's that?
Somebody who may or may not know Ball. We're about to find out. It's Harry Douglas.
Oh, that's Harry Douglas?
It's, yeah.
That's Harry Douglas.
Yeah, it's Harry Douglas.
How come he's not dancing?
It's Dell's guy.
Dell hates
Give him
that.
Time.
Because he's, not
in, a one,
dancing right
he's
now.
In a tight one shot. That's why. Now he's in a two shot.
Yeah.
So hopefully CJ
is that is that the case, though? Okay. If besides Patrick Mahomes, what quarterback would you start a franchise with today?
Remember what Jacob said? Your quarterbacks, your whiteys are done. We've taken over the quarterback job. Well, remember Jacob, the black guy who called in and said, we've taken it over. Your people are done.
Yeah, but Jordan Love looks like he could be on my team. Why is it that when it's half and half, we don't get any credit?
It's not fair. It's not fair biracial. I'm the first one. I had to check off Mason's. I'm already practicing this because Mason had to go get his shoulder looked at yesterday. Yeah, Latino because, it actually doesn't matter anymore. The Supreme Court, remember? Like, it's not going to help him in college stuff.
No. Yeah, it's racist.
It's not going to help him in college stuff anymore.
To help people.
Because Alec got Hispanic scholar.
It's racist to help people now. That's why I'm not doing it.
Alec is a scholar coming out of college. Coming out of high school, said, he's considered a scholar? I mean, he was fine in school. Scholar wasn't one of the words I used to use for him. Oh, yeah, he gets Hispanic scholar, too. So Alec got Hispanic scholar.
Wow.
And
that's insulting.
And no, it's not. It's he paid no room and board the first year.
Well, no,
what's insulting about that? I mean, it's insulting to scholars.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
that's what I meant.
Say there was nothing insulting about that. So yeah. I am all my kids Hispanic, Latino. What do you want to say? Latin. My wife's
scholar.
Not, my wife's not a Latinx
fan. Snacks the scholar.
Snacks the scholar. Scholarly snacks. I hope you're listening, buddy.
That's funny. Joey,
what did you used to check? Did you put Greek or Italian? Did they used to have that?
They didn't ask.
When you were growing up,
you,
did it say,
no.
Did you have to claim one?
I had to always put.
Are you considered biracial?
I had to always put Caucasian, but the neighbors one time came over. This really happened. The neighbors were selling their house. They came over and said, can you keep your kids inside? Because we got people coming over to look at the house. That happened.
Y'all were out of control?
No, they
did
because we were dark.
But
because
you
were
really
dark.
Thought that was why?
Yeah. No.
No.
He was actually joking, but he's did
oh,
say.
He was?
Yeah,
that
he did
joke?
Actually. It happened. Yeah. Anyway.
And that's before you played golf.
And that was before I played.
Before you played golf.
I'm always been.
Olive skin.
Olive, yeah. I've always been. Yeah. Dark meat. I like to say dark meat.
That's what he calls himself. Don't worry. I
know. You can't say that.
It's making you nervous, yeah, but He says it all the time, and so far he hasn't been fired.
So far.
So you're safe.
You're all right.
He calls himself Dark Meat.
Yeah. And you need to make sure that you put, like, your last name is H-O-A-N-G, right?
Well, you don't have to tell her whole name.
Why not? We're all, well, Granado, Del Olivea.
You just said you didn't even know if you wanted to give out
her
social media.
Which I'm not giving out her phone number. Her last name is okay.
Let's give it until the end of the
week.
You
need to put that on everything because you'll get money too, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll get money. Well, you just put that and money comes
your way. Money comes your way.
No, that's not how it works.
No, yeah, because of your Asian descent.
She's not in school anymore.
Just graduated.
You graduate? Oh, okay.
So people aren't just going to
But aren't there, like, programs you could take advantage of?
At any point did anyone just come and give you some money?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm half Asian.
Well, for college, they gave you money, no?
No.
Would you be considered a scholar in the Asian community?
Half scholar.
What kind of grades did you get?
A's.
All A's.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, one, like a couple B's, but
a couple.
Very disappointed. I'm sorry.
No wonder you disappointed your parents.
Who said you disappointed your parents?
Okay, Lance, what do you call yourself if John calls him Dark Meat?
I'm just
a whitey.
I'm pretty much standard white guy.
He's.
My parents
Caucasian.
I have German. Yeah, no, I safely check Caucasian. Right. I've got German, a little bit of French, and a little bit of English. And mostly German, though. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so there's
you
no,
could
like,
never, you could never get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my 23andMe is pretty centralized, yeah. I think.
I didn't get any dark meat money, though, anyway.
Because they don't give extra money to Italians. They were trying to keep you out of colleges.
They really were. They really were. All right, 713-780-3.
And you don't call it dark meat money. You know, I'm so glad Dell's not here. Because he would have been so taken aback by your comments there.
Yeah. We got a break. Lord. Abigail's already upset. So we got a break. Joey, Keith, you guys are first up on the other side. Right now, though, it's H.R. Is this a perfect spot for H.R.P.?
Perfect spot.
Okay.
Your HR department has to step in at times.
Chris is like, yeah, no, we're going to have to call. We're going to have to give him a call again. Listen, you need H.R.P. to handle your problem people. And you know what? We've had to use them. We've had issues here with HR issues here, and we've had to deal with it. But we didn't have to deal with HR. Well, HR, they give you all the tools that you need. They give you the advice, and they let you know how you need to handle certain things, and then you handle it, or they handle it as well. They'll do it. They'll do it too. But they handle all your payroll. That is awesome. That's the nice part about it, people getting paid. Maybe not. It's great for you. Maybe it's not great for you because you're the one paying out all that money to all your people. But if they're bringing in money, you want to pay them, and you want to pay them right. You want to pay salary, you want to pay hourly, you want to pay commission, it doesn't matter. Do you have branches in other states? It doesn't matter. HRMP figures it out. Their technology is second to none. And then come tax time, you want HRMP because they're experts in the Affordable Care Act, and you don't want to mess that up. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter what your business is. If you've got 15, 20, or more employees, you need HRMP. HRMP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRMP.net.